Here on Monday, May 15th, Ryan Berg is our guest now on the StormLakeRadio.com Coach's Corner to preview the upcoming Storm Lake St. Mary's baseball season. And Ryan, first of all, how have practice has been going to this point?
Things have been going pretty well. We have had the weather cooperate, so we haven't had to be indoors much at all. And of course, always just have to work around the track and golf and trap shooting and some of the other things that are going on in the springtime here. But for the most part, we've been able to get quite a few of the guys at practice, and they've had a pretty good attitude and have been working hard so far. So it's off to a good start.
You graduated a very productive player in Eric Broich, but he the only one, so nice to have a lot back to work with.
Yeah, we actually have just a total of 13 guys out this year. We did have one other starter in Tanner Snyder not return to the team this year, but we'll see what things bring for this season. This will be our lowest numbers that we've had for a while, and we'll have a little struggle being able to play as much JV as what we would like. We're going to end up playing all varsity first this year, and then maybe just play a few innings of JV here and there after that if we can. But you are correct in the fact that we do have a good nucleus back, with only having the one graduate, and so we have at least seven or eight guys who had pretty considerable varsity experience last year, and so that definitely helps. And they're all a year older, and several of them really worked hard in the off season trying to improve their hitting and things like that, since that was a weakness for us last year. So we definitely have a chance to be better than we were last year, and I'm looking forward to seeing how things develop as the season goes along.
Yeah, do the best you can with those smaller numbers. One thing I wanted to ask you about with this new pitch count rule in effect, good intentions definitely, especially if there were a lot of sore arms around the state last year, but what kind of effect is that going to have on a smaller school such as yourself?
Well, I think our biggest issue is just how each of our pitchers does in games. If they're able to be efficient and throw strikes and keep their pitch counts down without having a lot of walks, or if we don't make a lot of errors behind them and we can save some pitches that way by not having those big innings happen, then I don't think it'll affect us much at all. Just because with our lower numbers, I've already kind of had to dial back our schedule, so we don't play nearly as many games as other people do, and we have mainly just about three games a week. And as of right now, I have three starting pitchers with returning experience, so each one of them can get one start per week, and then it's just gonna, like I said, kind of depend on how deep into the game they can get and who we all need to use to come in and relief and things like that, as to who we have left available by the end of the week and things like that. So, it'll be hard to tell how it truly affects us until we get into things and kind of see how it all plays itself out. But I guess the nice thing for us, even though we have small numbers, I think maybe seven or eight of our 13 guys that we have at least have some pitching experience, whether it be JV or varsity level. So, we have some guys we can put on the mound, and like I said, it's just going to depend on how well they throw strikes and can make the other team put the ball in play so that we don't get those really long innings.
So to follow up on that, who is going to be your main nucleus of guys that will be towing the rubber?
We have Michael DeMars, Cale Murray, and Jake Heitman are our three with starting experience at the varsity level who are returning. And then, we have other guys like Zach Lenhart, Josh Feltner, Gabe Elsden, Alex Merton did a little pitching in some off-season kind of fall league kinds of things that some of our parents headed up and things like that. And and we also have Sam Peters has done a little JV pitching for us in the past. And so, like I said, we've got some different options, and we'll use those as we need to as we go along. And like I said, that'll kind of go along with how much we're able to play JV, is how much relief we need in those varsity games, and what we have available to use. So hopefully we're efficient and can have things go smoothly for us.
What about some of the other guys that'll get the field for you this year?
Oh, well, like I said, many of those guys at least played in some capacity last year, because I think we have, we may have 9 returning letter winners. It was either 7 or 9. I forget what my total was at the moment here, but because I know Sam Peters got some playing time last year on occasion, and, you know, Gabe Elsden played for us quite a bit, and, you know, so those guys will step into some roles probably this year with the couple that we don't have back from last year. And you know, we also have, you know, Josh Feltner did a lot of DHing for us last year, so, you know, he's another one who will, you know, probably have to take on a larger role than just DHing. And then, you know, like I said, the biggest thing will be the development of some of our younger guys, our 4 or so guys that do not have much for varsity experience. Our Brandon Pudens is a junior, Aaron Viegas is a freshman, Francisco Gonzalez is a freshman, and then Keegan McCleary is a freshman, and this is his first time out for us. So, you know, those guys, that's where we'll need to at least play some JV there early on and get those guys some more game experience, since they are mostly pretty young yet, and see what they can, how they can develop and be available for us off the bench if we need them in a bind, or if we would get any injuries or anything like that. So,
you did a little better at the plate last year. Michael and Kale did well for you batting last year. Do you think you can build on that offensive productivity even more so from a year ago?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, we had 5 or 6 guys who really put in some extra work and really tried to enhance their hitting skills by going to the strike zone and some different things like that to kind of help out. And so far in practice, at least in a few of the things that we've been doing, I've seen some positive strides in that area. So, you know, we definitely should be better off in that area for sure, because I know we did struggle quite a bit in that area last year. So I definitely think with the more experience and having seen more pitching and things like that, that we'll definitely be better.
One of your BVU baseball player tandem assistants from last year will be back in the fold.
Yeah, we got Kendall Kander returning as our assistant coach for his 2nd year with us. And so that's always good to have some consistency there that the guys are familiar with. And he obviously brings with him a lot of experience from the college level and things that he's learned from Coach Edie and Coach Sonka and Coach Paletta over there at BV. And you know, we may also have a little bit of extra assistance at times, too. My nephew, Casey Berg, just agreed to play for the Storm Lake Whitecaps this summer as well. And so he's actually going to be living with me this summer. And he is playing at Concordia College out in Seward, Nebraska, for Coach Ryan Dupick, that is a BV grad here as well. And so he's going to try to volunteer and help out when he can around his work schedule and around the Whitecaps schedule and things like that. So that'll be a nice addition to have another volunteer like that, bringing a new set of knowledge from other coaches that he's played for and things as well. So hopefully he's able to be around to help us out a decent amount throughout the season too.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on at Memorial Field this summer. So Twin Lakes Conference, what do you think this year?
Well, again, it's always been a pretty competitive conference, and lots of different schools have kind of been up in that top area for the last few years. And I know, you know, Pocahontas obviously has a lot returning from last year. They were so young and did well last year. And South Central Calhoun's been really good the last few years, as has Southeast Valley. And Alta Aurelia is always a tough team. And Sioux Central still has some really strong players back there. And you know, West Bend, I know, graduated some, as did Gretinger Terrell, but like I said, it's kind of been one of those leagues where you just have to come to play every night, because if you don't bring your A game, you got a good chance of being knocked off by even somebody who's down at the bottom of the conference and that kind of thing. So, you know, hopefully we'll get ourselves a little bit higher than where we were last year and be able to knock off a few more teams, because we did have quite a few really close games last year. I mean, we never really got blown out too often. And so our record was a little bit deceiving in that sense. I think we were pretty competitive. And like I said, with the extra experience and extra work that's gone on in the off season, hopefully that'll transfer into more of those wins and get us right in the thick of the race for a while there.
The Storm Lake St. Mary's baseball team will come to play for the first time on Wednesday, May 24th, when they visit Newell Fonda. Berger, thanks a lot for the time. Look forward to seeing you again this season, and all the best.
You bet. Thanks, Ryan.